Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for May 25th, 2007. This week, I'll talk about an ineffective way to repel mosquitoes. So if you want to know how not to keep mosquitoes away from you, listen up. But first, Chelsea Wall tells us why IQ may be overrated.
Kids need more than just high IQs to do well in school. In fact, kids' ability to regulate their thinking and behavior may be more important, especially when they're young. This is from developmental psychologist Clancy Blair of Penn State, who studied students in Head Start preschools. He found that kids who could best control their impulses, attention, and emotions did better on academic tests, especially in math. He says unlike innate intelligence, this is something kids can get better at with practice and help.
You know, I would say to a parent, you want your child to do well in school, don't worry so much about intelligence. That's not really where you want to be putting your anxiety or your concerns. Really, think about your child's ability to be well-regulated in the classroom.
He says this suggests that if schools want kids to learn facts, they need to teach these less tangible abilities first.
Thanks, Chelsea. Now Justin Warner's here to answer some listeners' questions about wisdom teeth.
What good are wisdom teeth if so many of us just have them pulled? Ayanna Stewart of Gainesville, Florida, emailed us that question, so we asked Tim Bromage, a paleoanthropologist at the New York University School of Dentistry. Bromage says the purpose of wisdom teeth is the same as our other molars, to grind tough food. They just happen to be the last of three sets of permanent molars, which come in about 6 years apart, as soon as the jaw is big enough to accommodate them. In fact, he says our ancient ancestors had much bigger jaws than we do, and they actually got four sets of molars.
And through the evolutionary history of primates, that's been reduced, and in humans we only have three now. But the wisdom tooth, or the third molar tooth, is not the last molar tooth in the tooth row of all mammals.
Given the relatively tender, squishy diets that we subsist on today, there's no real disadvantage to having our third molars removed. In fact, Bromage says our modern diets actually cause our wisdom teeth to get impacted. He explains that exercising our jaw muscles in childhood stimulates the growth of our jaw bones.
And if we're chewing processed foods, which are pretty soft, then the muscles are never tweaking the bones quite well enough for them to grow to their maximum potential.
As a result, many people in industrialized countries now have jaws that are too small for their wisdom teeth. Which brings us to another question from Debbie in Menlo Park, California, who asked why she and her brother never grew any wisdom teeth at all. Bromage explains that each molar sprouts from a line of cells embedded in the jawbone called the dental lamina. This cell line grows as the bone grows.
If the bone doesn't grow in length, then this cell line is never going to grow into it. So it's entirely possible to miss the development of a third molar only because the bone was never able to grow far enough back.
Despite all this, Bromage doubts that we would ever get down to one set of molars because a jaw that small would impinge on our airway and esophagus. If you've got a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or email us from our website at scienceupdate.com.
Thanks, Justin. Malaria kills as many as 3 million people each year, mostly children. Johns Hopkins researchers report they've developed a drug that cured malaria in mice. The synthetic compound is related to an ancient Chinese remedy derived from the sweet wormwood plant and used for thousands of years. But the new compound's far more potent and long-lasting. Still, the drug will have to be tested more rigorously in mice before human trials can begin. In related news, the best remedy for malaria is to avoid getting it in the first place, which is best accomplished by repelling mosquitoes. Electronic mosquito repellents produce a high-pitched sound to drive mosquitoes away. But a new review of studies on the effectiveness of these devices reveals that they don't work. 10 different studies found the noise had no effect on mosquitoes, neither repelling them nor making them less likely to attack. Finally, your skin has its own defenses to some types of attacks. Chelsea has this report on how they work.
If the common staph bacterium could easily get through your skin, you'd wake up every day with disgusting sores. Now, new research identifies a key agent in repelling this menace. Donald Leung's team at the National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver found that skin cells make a protein called human beta defensin 3 as soon as they notice harmful bacteria. The protein breaks down the bacteria's membranes, killing them. Then the skin cells encase and digest the bacteria's remains.
It literally happens in minutes, and is probably the reason why most normal people do not have problems with bacterial infection, even though our environment is teeming with bacteria.
Leung says a deficiency in beta defensin 3 could help explain infection-prone skin. This research could also open up new directions for antibiotic drug development.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, that's all for this week. Next time, we'll answer a listener's question about how it's possible for animals to hibernate. In the meantime, keep coming to scienceupdate.com to submit science questions and browse our archive. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.